Hi, this is Justin Dobemeyer, and I am continuing the Day-by-Day Professional tutorial, and now we're going to talk about the address book. Day-by-Day has a full-blown address book in it with some really nice features that should primarily accommodate nearly all of your needs for keeping track of personal information. Day-by-Day version 1.3 did not have an address book in it, so this is a new feature. And I'm sitting at the Day-by-Day Professional main screen, and I'm logged in as myself, and I'm going to go ahead and hit Control plus B, as in Bravo, Control plus B to bring up the address book.
Control B, address book dialog, contacts list box, no contacts, 1 of 1.
Okay, the first thing you hear is that there's no contacts, and let's tab through the items here and see what we have.
Tab, first name edit.
I'm just going to keep tabbing.
Tab, last name edit. Tab, address 1 edit. Tab, address 2 edit. Tab, city edit. Tab, state edit. Tab, zip code edit.
Zip code. All of my friends in the UK and Australia are cringing at this point hearing that god-wretched word. Well, what's really nice in this address book is I've given you the ability to customize all the labels except first name and last name. Those are the only ones that you cannot change. So in order to rename a label, like zip code, our friends in the UK and Australia would want postal code. So to do that, you push F2.
F2, type the new text for the label limit 12 characters dialog, edit.
You do have a 12 character limit. Postal code will fit,
P-O-S-T-A-L space C-O-D-E.
Enter.
Enter, postal code edit.
Very nice. Now it reads postal code. So let's keep tabbing.
Tab, email 1 edit.
Email 1.
Tab, email 2 edit.
Email 2. Maybe you don't want to keep track of two emails. Maybe you want birthdays. So let's hit F2 on email 2 here. F2.
F2. Type the new text for the label limit 12 characters dialog. Edit.
Birthday.
B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y.
Enter.
Enter. Birthday edit.
And now that is where you type the birthday in. Okay. Tab.
Tab. Website edit.
Website. Now just to let you know that an email address, if you're on it and you push Control plus M as in Mike, Control M, it will open up your default email program with the two box already filled in. The same is true with a website. If you have a web page in here and you push Control plus W, it will open up your default web browser to that web page. Okay, keep tabbing here.
Tab, screen name edit.
Those are some pretty cool features. Screen name is your chat program screen name. Kind of a hunky way of wording it, screen name, but basically that's like your MSN Messenger name, your AOL Instant Messenger, and all the other ones out there, okay? Tab.
Tab, home phone edit.
Home phone.
Tab, work phone edit.
Work phone. And Day by Day does allow you to dial a phone number from within the program, so I'll illustrate that a little later.
Tab, cell phone edit. Tab, pager edit. Tab, fax edit. Tab, notes edit.
All these you can rename. Notes can hold a wealth of notes. In fact, beta testers have pasted like entire Visual Basic books in there and it didn't error out, so not that you'd ever probably want to put that much text there, but hey.
Tab, close button.
You have a close button.
Tab, contacts list box.
And we're back
no
to
contacts,
the contacts list. Of course, there's a lot of information here. You don't want to tab through everything, so I've set up specific screen area keystrokes. So, for instance, to jump to the address information, you would hit Alt plus D.
Alt D, address 1 edit.
Okay, and then you could tab through the address.
Tab, state edit.
For the phone number, you would hit Alt H.
Alt H, home phone edit.
Then you can tab through
work
here.
Phone, tab, cell phone, tab, pager
okay.
Edit.
To get up to the contacts, you would hit Alt C.
Alt C, contacts list box. Tab,
and you can tab
first name,
the first
tab,
name,
last
name, last
edit,
name.
Tab, address 1.
Okay, so those are, there's really only like 4 or 5 on the screen. You don't want one for every single box. You just want to orient yourself to the beginning of certain sections. Now, when you rename the labels, you're not going to have the shortcut hotkeys that I have in here. So that's one thing to remember, which is not a huge deal. Okay. So by default, since we're on this screen here and we're tabbing around, you're in view mode, meaning...
Tab, address to edit.
I tabbed address to. I'm typing. You cannot type in these boxes. Again, it's view mode. Excuse me, I was getting a little drink of something there. in order to add a new contact, you hit Control plus A, and look what happens.
Star first name edit.
a star is added before all the labels here to indicate that you're adding or editing a record. So now you can type. So when you see a star, you know you can type, okay? So first name,
F-R-A-N-A.
Frank.
Tab, star, last name, edit.
Smith.
Tab, star, address one, edit.
Address one.
38 space, O-A-A.
I have no idea who Frank is. So 38 Oak. I'm just going to go ahead for the heck of it and hit enter now just to save them.
Enter, contacts, list box, Smith, Frank, 1 of 1.
Okay, so you have Smith, Frank. They're arranged by first, I'm sorry, last name. Let's add another contact, control plus A.
Star first name edit, S-A-L-L-Y.
Sally.
Tab, star last, J-A-C-K-O-N.
Jackson. My friends at work constantly make fun of me when I'm debugging code because it's always Sally Jackson. So, have no clue who Sally is, but
tab, star address
we
one
love
edit.
You, Sally. Okay, so we're here, we're
star
at the
one
address one, and she's going to also live at 38 Oak, okay?
Tab, star address to edit, tab, star city edit.
City,
C-A-R-S-V-I-L-L-E.
Carsville, how's that for original?
Tab, star state edit.
State.
Tab, star postal code edit.
Postal code,
A-B-S-T-7-8-9.
And let's hit enter and save her.
Enter, contacts, list box, Jackson, Sally, 1 of 2.
Okay, and here we would just down arrow.
Smith, Frank.
And there's Smith, Frank, he's our last one. We can up arrow.
Jackson, Sally.
Or we can hit the letter S.
S, Smith, Frank.
And jump, or J.
J, Jackson, Sally.
And jump. Okay, so this is a traditional list box. Let's add a third contract. Contact.
Star first name edit. J-O-A-N.
John.
Tab, star last name, Z-I-N-K-O.
Zinko, have no clue who that is. Let's just give John a home phone number. Alt plus
Alt
H.
H. Star home phone edit.
Okay.
333, period. 333, period. 333,333.
Hit enter.
Enter. Contacts list box. Jackson Sally, 103.
Okay, so that is pretty much, you have three contacts. Let's tab.
Tab. First name edit. Sally.
Now notice that you don't have the star here. Again, you're in view mode. You can't type.
A-S.
Okay, so.
First name edit. Sally. Use your reading keys to read the text.
Now, just as an aside, if you want to reset your labels back to all the defaults, you would push F4. Let's go ahead and do that.
F4, confirm dialog. Are you certain you want to reset all the labels back to the default values? This action cannot be reversed once you do it. Yes button.
Yes. Well, now I'm going to say no.
Tab, no button.
Hit enter.
Enter, first name edit.
Okay, I'm going to leave postal code in there for my buddies in the UK, Australia, and those regions of the world. So that's basically how you'd reset them if you'd want to. Now, it does support a find feature. You know, like find text, control plus F, you can do that in here. And you can search by first or last name. So I'm going to hit control plus F.
Control F, context menu, last name.
And a little context menu comes up with two options. I down arrow.
First name.
If I down arrow, I go back to the top.
Last name.
Okay, last name. Let's hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, find dialogue, enter last name to find, enter last name to find edit.
Okay, we know that we have a Smith and a Jackson, but let's just type Smith.
S-M-I-T-H.
And hit enter.
Enter, search results dialogue, list box, Smith Frank, 1 of 1.
Okay, so you're in a search results box. Now, you may have a 3 or 4 Smiths, and then you would down arrow to one you want, very simply put. Hit enter.
Enter. Address book dialog. Contacts list box. Smith Frank. 2 of 3.
And it puts you back on the contacts list on that person's name. Very nice. Very nice. So again, control plus F. Select last or first name. Type in what you want. Hit enter. It'll give you a list of matching hits. Select the person you want. Hit enter. Very quick, for example.
Control F.
Now
context menu.
First
F,
name.
Leaving menus. Find dialogue. Enter F. R. A.
Frank.
Enter. Search results dialogue. List box. Smith Frank. 1 of 1.
I want him. Enter.
Address
and bam.
Book dialogue. Contacts list box. Smith Frank.
Then you can tab.
Tab. First name edit. Frank. Tab. Last name edit. Smith.
Smith. Let's go to his home phone number. Alt plus H.
Alt H. Home phone edit. Refresh. Home phone edit.
No home phone. Let's Alt C to the contacts list.
Zinko John.
John has home phone.
Alt H.
Alt H.
Home phone edit. 333.333.333.333.
I do have a modem here, so I'm going to push Control plus D. Of course, dial starts with D, so we're going to do Control plus D, and let's see what happens here.
Control D, message dialog. The text you are trying to dial doesn't appear to be a phone number. OK button. Enter. Home phone edit. 333.333.333.
OK, let's edit him.
Control E, star first name edit. Alt H, star home phone edit. 3, home, 3, 3, period. 3.
We want a dash.
Dash
sorry,
three,
folks.
3, 3, period. 3, dash.
What I did was I hit Control plus E for edit, and notice I have a star here.
Star home phone edit.
Which means a star in all the labels for edit.
Dash 3333 length.
Okay, so
star
now.
Star home phone edit 333333.
I don't know about other regions of the world, but in the United States and businesses, it's very common now to use a dot for your phone number. And, of course, that's not an item you can even dial with a phone. So I wasn't even thinking, and I apologize. So I've replaced the dot with dashes. And, I hit Control plus E for edit, and very quickly hit Alt plus H for home phone number. And I removed the dots, and I put in dashes. So to edit a record, you would just select it in the contacts list, and then push Control plus E, make your changes, which I just did, and then hit Enter.
Enter contacts list box, Jackson Sally, 1 of 3.
Okay.
Smith Frank. Zinko John.
I can't remember who had the phone number.
Alt H, home phone edit, 333,
yes.
300.
Okay, now, we're going to hit Control plus D, and we're going to get another error message, but listen.
Control D, message dialog, your current setting is COM port 2. Please change the modem COM port setting to match the COM port your modem is on by pressing Alt plus O, then go into modem COM port OK button.
So in other words, COM port is what port your modem's on in the computer. You can find that information out in the documentation that came with your computer. The default I put it on is 2.
Enter home phone.
That obviously is not mine. Mine is number 1. So we have a menu bar. Let's hit Alt.
Menu bar, file.
We have file.
Actions.
Actions.
Options.
Options. Now under here, if we hit our down arrow.
Menu active. Modem COM port submenu.
We have a modem COM port. It's a submenu, so I hit my right arrow.
Menu COM 1 off.
COM 1 off. That's my COM port. If I down arrow.
COM 2 on.
It says on. All the program options, as an aside and day by day, are off or on. There's no checkbox. I use text to report it to you. So let's up arrow.
COM 1 off.
COM 1 off, hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, home phone edit, 300.
I stop speech. Now it's going to dial, because mine's COM 1. So you may have to just go through COM 1, 2, 3, 4 until you find the one that works if you can't find someone to help you read your docs or if you don't know. So I'm going to hit Control D now.
Control D. Message dialog. Pick up your phone, then press enter. OK button, enter, home phone edit, 300.
OK, so I pick the phone up and I hit enter. And now I got Mr. Zinko, I believe was his last name, on the phone with me, and I'm going to hang the phone up on him. So there I go, and goodbye. So, real nice, Control plus D, and within 3 seconds, your modem will start dialing. For cable and DSL users, you certainly can still use your modem to dial a phone number if it has not been removed. I use an external modem. And anyways, in the documentation, I explain how to do that. I'm going to hit my Alt key.
Menu bar, file.
And I'm going to right arrow to actions. And underneath here, I'm going to review the options here to see if I've covered all of them. So I'm going to down arrow.
Menu active, add contact, Control plus A.
Yes.
Edit contact, Control plus E.
And I'm down arrowing.
Delete contact, Shift plus Del.
I did not cover that. To delete a contact. I'll show you how to do that in a second. Down arrow.
Send email dot dot dot, Control plus M.
Yep. If you have an email address, you push Control M, it'll open it up in your default email, whether it's Eudora, Outlook, or Outlook Express.
Open website dot dot dot, Control plus W.
If you're on a website, you push Control plus W, and it'll open up your web browser to that web page.
Dial phone number, Control plus D. Rename label dot dot dot, F2.
Yes, we did that. Down arrow.
Reset all labels to default values, F4.
And we did that. Down arrow.
Find dot dot dot, Control plus F.
We show the find, down arrow.
Add contact, Control
and
plus
add
A.
Add contact. So we did all of them except delete, so I'm going to get
menus,
off there.
Home phone edit, 300.
Get to the contacts list with Alt plus C.
Alt C, contacts list box, Zinko John, 3 of 3.
Okay, let's say we don't like John, so we hold down Shift and push delete.
Shift delete, confirm dialog. Are you certain you want to delete Zinko John from the address book? Yes button.
I'm going to say no, Alt plus N.
Alt N, contacts list.
And I stop speech because I'm back in the contacts list. Now, you can export your address book, and I'm going to show you how to do that. That's under the File menu. You hit Alt plus F.
Alt F, menu active, export address book, dot, dot, dot.
And when you hit Enter here, it's going to export it to a document within Day by Day here where you can preview it and read it. So let's hit Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, export address book dialog, edit.
It says edit, and now we're in a document, so let's read it.
Name, Jackson Sally. Address 138 Oak. Address 2. City, Carsville. State. Postal code S789. Email 1. Birthday. Website. Screen name. Home phone. Work phone. Cell phone. Pager. Fax. Notes. Blank. Equals, equals, equals.
Got an equals here?
Blank. Name, Smith Frank. Address 138 Oak. Address 2. City. State. Postal code. Email 1. Birthday. Website.
Notice it
birthday.
Said birthday.
Website. Screen name. Home phone. Work phone. Cell phone. Pager. Fax. Notes. Blank.
Okay.
Equals blank. Name, Zinko John.
Okay, in other words, it's going down through here. It's exported them. What I'm going to try to do before Day by Day Professional actually is live, which it will be live in a week, is I'm going to try to arrange to where you export your address book that if the field is empty, that it will not show in this report. So I'm going to try to get that done. And if I don't, I apologize. I have plans of doing that so that there's not just a bunch of empty blank lines. So hopefully I will get that done. I should be able to. But anyways, here we are. We're in a text box reviewing this. If you tab once,
tab, save, dot, dot, dot button.
You have a save button, which will permit you to save it to a text file, which you can open up in Notepad and print or do whatever. If we tab again,
tab, copy the clipboard button.
You'll copy that entire exported report to the clipboard. And if we tab one other time,
tab, close button.
We have a close button, and I'm going to select that by hitting enter.
Enter, day by day for Justin Dialogue, notes edit, star Saturday.
And I stop speech. And in other words, it's exported the notes, it closed the address book, and I'm back at the main screen. And that pretty much wraps up the address book for Day by Day. And it's packed full of pretty much every feature you would need for an address book. Very nice, you can customize the fields to be whatever you want. You can export it, you can dial a phone number, open an email, open a web page, etc. So it's got some very nice features. And that's about it for the address book tutorial. Stay tuned. Coming up next is the last tutorial, which is setting multiple user accounts up and working with program options and how to register a copy of Day by Day Professional.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.